Beyond the smartphone, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here comes the even smarter phone. This week, a couple of really big tech companies, Intel and Samsung, announced that they were putting money into a small company with all of 8 people on its staff called Expect Labs. The reason is that CEO Tim Tuttle and his programmers have come up with something that goes beyond the smartphone.
We call it our anticipatory computing engine.
Which means that unlike an ordinary smartphone, which requires you to touch an icon or speak a command, these smarter phones anticipate what you want.
What this platform is designed to do is analyze the last 10 minutes of your conversation so it can predict what you need in the next 10 seconds. And then we proactively find information and display it for you, in some cases, before you need to ask for it.
So, let's say you're on your smarter phone, arranging a meeting, and your friend mentions a restaurant called The Blue Bottle. The moment those words leave his mouth, the phone displays the web pages of every nearby blue bottle, with the nearest one pinpointed so that you are utterly on top of the conversation.
And, there's a bunch of blue bottles in the city, so I assume you're talking about this one right here, which is the one near our office in Hayes Valley?
Yeah, that's it. Sounds like you're on top of it.
Okay, I am on top of it.
You'll never sound stupid or unprepared again, as long as your phone doesn't crash. And the more you use the software, the more it learns about you. Until I expect that eventually you'll dial a number and the two phones just arrange to meet each other for lunch. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.